Time and in sports, I'm Jason Dinesen. The Minnesota Timberwolves stopped a three-game losing streak with a 127-117 win at Golden State last night. Anthony Edwards led the Wolves with 42 points. Coach Chris Finch says it was a nice win, but the team still has things to work on, such as giving up 39 points in the third quarter and allowing Golden State to rally to within 7 points in the fourth quarter after the Wolves had built up a 25-point lead.
Yeah, I just told the team, you know, this is a bit of a microcosm of our season. You know, we play well, we do the right things, get rewarded for it, then just completely lose focus, downshift a gear or two. You know, they got back into it. You know, we stopped making the extra effort defensively for sure. And then, you know, had to regroup. And, you know, that's you know, again, that's unfortunately part of our DNA. You know, thankfully we got the win. We desperately needed it. But, you know, a 39-point third quarter is not good enough. So
Minnesota is at Oklahoma City tomorrow. The Twins lost to the Blue Jays in spring training on Friday 6-1. The Minnesota Frost rolled to a 4-1 win over Seattle on Friday. Golden Gopher women's hockey hosts Northeastern in the quarterfinals of the NCAA tournament today. Gopher freshman forward Bella Finale says it will be a fun atmosphere.
We're so ready. We're so excited for the next game and for Northeastern coming up, and our group's ready to go.
The winner moves on to next week's Frozen Four. The Minnesota Wild host the New York Rangers today with the puck dropping at 5 p.m. Minnesota United is at Vancouver in MLS action tomorrow. The Minnesota State High School League says the start times for some of the championship games in the girls' state basketball tournament today are being adjusted because of the weather forecast. I'm Jason Dinesen. This is MNN.